What's going on, everybody? This is Stubbs from Retro Handhelds, your number one source for retro handheld news. Let's dive in! Okay, and in today's number one thing, we have not one, not two, not three, but four PowKitty handhelds on the horizon. Not a lot of details yet. Again, we are on the bleeding edge of news right now, but PowKitty did mention that they're having an X33 come to market that has an RK3566, an RK2023, no info on that one yet, an RGB 10 Max 3, which is what you see in the screenshot here with the blue design, and the long-awaited X28, which will have a T618, which it's funny because PowKitty started out the whole T618 trend with the X18S, and now they're probably going to be one of the last to actually make a second handheld in that same chipset. So PowKitty's been quiet for quite a while, wondering what they've been tinkering on. Where is the Windows handheld that they were working on? I want to know. It's almost like, you know what? We miss them. PowKitty, we miss you. We miss the V90, and we miss some of those handhelds you've been bringing to market. It's been quiet for many months. So I'm happy to see this. The RGB 10 Max 3 looks pretty interesting. Of course, if you had the Max or the Max 2, you know that they were sort of iterating on that design. So this looks like the next generation of that with a faster chip, of course, T618, meaning it'll play up to some PS2 and GameCube, and the RP3 Plus and is another handheld, and the RG505 from Embernic are both devices that have this chipset. The face buttons look like they have conductive rubber. D-pad looks pretty solid. Wondering if there's going to be hall sticks. And I like that the joystick's up top. So I'm a fan of the joystick up top design, and I'm happy to see that. Looks like start select on the left. Okay. Start select, volume up, volume down. No look yet at what the shoulders are, but I guarantee you those are going to be stacked shoulders, just like the RGB 10 Max 2. Has to be. Banter, usual Discord banter. They've been on a break for a long time. You will not be disappointed this time, will we? We want to know. Please excuse its shortcomings, and I haven't been on the internet for a long time. I do feel incredible. Moving on, GPD Win 4 is shipping to domestic backers. So domestic units are ready for delivery. The Win 4 is looking awesome here. Look at that RGB lighting on the shoulder buttons. Again, this looks like a Vita with a tactile keyboard, much in line with the Sidekick. So yeah, excited. 6800U handheld. That thing will play everything for you. It outdoes the Steam Deck. It's Russ's from Retro Game Core's favorite of the 6800U models. I have a 1X Player Mini Pro I'll be reviewing at some point, so I want to compare that. I've actually never used a 6800U device yet, so I'm excited to try one on for size. I ended up skipping on the GPD Win 4 here. I loved the Win 2 and even the Win 3, but the 4, it's a little rich for my blood. I'm not going to pick it up till it comes down in price a little bit. And for me, I always say it's just not fun really to review handhelds that are over, I don't know, the $500 price point or so. It's kind of like you lose out on the tinkering aspect of the device, and you just have this brute force thing that can do whatever you want, which you technically could just do on your regular desktop computer. And so what makes it special? Well, it's the novelty of that you can take it on the go, that you have an all-in-one situation here. You can dock it. You can use it as your main daily driver PC if you want. I mean, that's fun. That's cool. So not knocking it. Excited to try it eventually. Moving on. Experimental Pi. Okay, they released the Pi Boy, a DMG, which was pretty cool. They released the Pi Boy XRS, made a video on that one, and that was, I wasn't totally stoked on it. I was really excited on that one till I actually got it and put it together, and there was some dust under the screen and just nitpick stuff. The L1, R1 shoulder buttons, blah, not too great. But this one looks interesting. So we're ditching the analog sticks. We're ditching the L2 and R2. And what we have here is what looks like a Miu Mini, what looks like a 280V, maybe a GKD Mini. But this runs a Pi 0 or a 02, 2800 milliamp hour LiPo battery, USB-C. It charges at 3 amps. Yeah. Start, select, menu. It keeps it simple. D-pad, face buttons. I like the look. I really like the look. And look how thin that is. The nice thing about switching from a standard Pi 4 or even a CM4 down to a 0 is that you can get a nice compact handheld. The only thing I'm going to wonder is, how is that screen quality? Have they upgraded the screen quality since the XRS? I really hope it's OCA laminated this time. I don't want to worry about dust getting under my screen. You see a couple specks of dust get under there, sure, not a big deal, but for those of us with intense device OCD, just a few little specks of dust will slowly drive us insane. And so we can't have it. Experimental Pie, I'm excited you're making another device. I will pick this one up. I have not built a Pi Zero machine before, so that'll be a fun little project. But I gotta say, how's that screen quality? How are these bump out buttons for L1 and R1? Is that ergonomic, or is that simply just there to be a utility function? I do like that it curves out a bit though, so maybe they'll be pretty decent. On the bottom, 3.5 out for the headphones, USB-C. Up top here, looks like we do have HDMI out. What is that? Is that another USB-C port? And where's the SD card go? That's what I wanna know. Let's see, where was it? Ah, SD cards pops up right out there. So this is interesting. For $89.99, pre-orders for batch one ship on June 10th this year. So that's coming up not too far off. $90, not bad. Just got to source yourself a Pi Zero, which are much easier to find, I am happy to say, than a Pi 4. 640 by 480 resolution, safe shutdown. This probably won't have a fan in it, so I'm happy about that. Hopefully a little bit longer battery life. Built-in speaker, must be a USB-C up top. Anyways, all right, Experimental Pi, more to come on that. If you were looking and itching for more footage of the KTR1 by Nuloxony, which has now been sort of rebranded as KT Pocket. So there's a new website, by the way, ktpocket.com. KTR.LA still works and redirects here, but this is now the main site. So ktpocket.com, this one meant for Western audience, still up for pre-order. But anyways, this video popped up on Bilibili and has been making the rounds on Discord as of late. And here we can see from Pure DIY, they are taking apart a KTR1, one with the joystick up top. My man, yeah, joystick up top. That's what I'm talking about. It's just more comfy that way. I don't know. What do you want me to say? So they do a whole teardown here. If it's a 43 minute video, you can see all inside the KTR1, see all about it. And if you really want to nerd out waiting for your device to ship, then enjoy some content here. And I'll make sure to leave this in the description for you all. This is a device that's going to be running that G99 processor, which should perform pretty damn well for PS2 and GameCube, which I'm very happy to say. I'm sure people are going to be stoked to see what we can get out of the new PlayStation Vita emulation, which, by the way, and this should be a whole another section, is Vita 3K came out in the last week. So I mentioned this in my Razer Edge video, but Vita 3K emulator for Android is available now, and people are going nuts with it. So you can install these custom GPU drivers. It's a lot of fun. I'm sure it's going to play hopefully decently on the KTR1, and I can't wait to see how far we can push it. I want to play some Uncharted, a Golden Abyss, if that's possible. That'd be the dream. 7,000 milliamp hour battery in the KTR1, which is one of the bigger battery sizes we've seen in a handheld, especially one this small of a form factor. This is a fully laminated, OCA laminated screen. 36 watt fast charge. Cool, 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 cool. Interesting. If you're interested to see more about this handheld, it's kind of been the white whale in our community for a while. So unfortunately, not stacked shoulders. You do have that inline similar to your RG353M. No big. Again, with the TPU cover, Seahorse laser design. I had the transparent blue come in this week. Check it out. So it has the RH logo. Pretty sweet. Which, if you want the RH logo, just ask in the note when you order one of these. But this fits the 35XX so well. I'm showing it off for the second week in a row because I really like it, especially the blue. And I have some blue Cloud Life buttons I'm going to mod on here. Transparent blue buttons I'm going to replace on there, and that should match this really nicely. This has those better buttons in the back, which I love that. So yeah, I am still stoked on the 35XX. I can't wait to compare it against the Miu Mini Plus and kind of put those head to head. But I love this new niche of these mini-ish handhelds. I mean, this is so easy to just throw in the pocket, throw in a bag. Don't even need a case. I am going to shill on these TPU covers, man, because they just work really well, and they're just, there's something satisfying just about pulling this off and on, and then, like, closing it in. It's just, for some reason, makes me happy, so Sioris Level Design, good job making these. We do have an affiliation, so if you want to pick one of these up, link in the description, and you can get 15% off if you use our code RetroHand15. So I do recommend this. Ooh, the orange one sounds cool. I got some new stuff in too, not just that. So I'm going to make a review video soon of this bad boy. This is the 8-Bit Do Lite 2. So I'm going to try that out with some different handhelds and see what I think, let you guys know. I'm also going to be doing a review from 8-Bit Do of the Ultimate with the dock. This is the Ultimate White Edition Bluetooth controller for Switch or Windows. This has been great on the Razer Edge, by the way. So that's one I've been using with extensively. I like the feel of it so far. I'm going to do a review on this. I've never done a controller review, I don't think. So that'll be fun. Hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a great week. So what were your thoughts on today's news? Let us know in the comments below, and don't forget to subscribe and smash that bell to stay in the loop of all the latest greatest in the retro handhelds world. This has been Stubbs, and this has been RH Weekly. Take care of those gosh dang handhelds, everybody, and take care of each other. All right.